let's see, we up to finish the Menalach up to 7 days. Yibush Chalik on the Yushov. Yeah, you shouldn't sit up in bed and get dressed. Ali Yikah Chalukah Biyachnes Barosha Zerosa Beodem Shech under the blankets. If he's going to take off his pajamas, or he's not sleeping with pajamas, whatever. So he shouldn't sit undressed. Shouldn't be undressed. He should try to be covered when he gets dressed in the morning. Nipteh Sheyachim Shul Mechus. I remember I had a roommate in the dormitory who used to get dressed under the blankets. Taka. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't do that. Yeah. Oyomar hineni bechad bechadorim mira ani ki akodesh bochum malach alharetz kavod. The Rebbe Shalom is watching him. She realized he's getting dressed in the presence of the Rebbe Shalom. Dakti b'chaluk alalov shekidarkei. Shaliapachapnim yachud. Shouldn't wear your clothing inside out because it's kosher l'shikcha. If a person dresses like a slob, so they have a sloppy mind. This a minig the Gemara has, a very old minig from the days of the Tanaim, should put on. The Kohanim have to do the Avodah with their right hand. A Kohen is a lefty, is posel Avodah. That's a Mishnah as well. So you have to do Avodah. The right hand of the Azorist, it's often the right is always more choshev than the left. So you should put on the right shoe first. Not only Hakrovus Karbonis is Avodas Hashem, getting dressed and eating food, everything, taking a shower, everything is Avodas Hashem. B'chol derechecha do'ayu. Rama quotes the pasuk. B'chol derechecha do'ayu. Even taking care of tzorchei aguf is also considered a mitzvah. So since it's a mitzvah, so you should put on the right shoe first. V'lo yikshirenu, you shouldn't tie it. V'achakach yinol shol smol v'yikshirenu. V'achsev yikshir shol yimin. When it comes to tying the shoe, he says that the left shoe is more important. Why? Because we tie the tefillin on the left arm. What's the connection between the shoelaces and the tefillin? Because when Avraham Avinu waged the war against the four kings, it beat out the five kings, as a Muhammad, Abba Malachim Sacham Yisho, so the four kings won out the five kings, and Avraham Avinu beat out the four kings. So he said he's not going to take Nichut Vatzroch now. So the Gemara said, because of the Kiddush Hashem, that he refused to take any of the loot after he won the war, that's why he said Michut. So his descendants were Zechut to Chut Shal Tzitzis, Chut Shal Tcheles, and he said, Tzroch Naal, we were Zechut to the Ritzuas. Because the shoes, they didn't have shoelaces, and they used to have shoe straps. Like if you ever saw Chalitza shoes, so has straps exactly like the Ritzuas, the same. And a lot of them even have, it's only painted black on one side, the other side is not painted black, just like the Ritzuas. They only painted black on one side. So because Avraham Avinu was Zechet, the descendants of Avraham Avinu was Zechet to the Ritzuas of Tfilin, because he said, Tzorch now, that's why we want to make a Zechet when we tie the shoelaces. So the Tfilin, as far as Tfilin is concerned, the Kshiras are Tfilin, shows that the left side of the body is more important than the right side with respect to kshira. So that's why we tie the shoe strap on the left shoe before the shoe strap on the right. Rabbi Kivege quotes that here on Shulchan Aruch. He quotes it from, I think, from the Panim Yofes. Panim Yofes was not so much before him. Panim Yofes was by the Hafloa. By the Hafloa.
If someone's a lefty, they would tie their right shoe first,
right?
That's
where
the
fill-in
is.
I don't know. It's a good question. What if a person is a lefty? I don't know.
I've seen that,
but... Yeah? Don't know. Shalona shein lahem kshira. What if you wear slippers or you wear sneakers that have nothing to tie? You know, shayin, you put on the right shoe first and shayin, there's nothing to tie. When you take off your shoes, you do everything the opposite. Yeah. Shailas, what about on Erev Yom Kippur? That it's a mitzvah to take off your shoes. So I think in the Luach, Rav Tikachinsky's Luach on Eretz Yisrael, he wrote that that's the meaning on Erev Yom Kippur, that it's a mitzvah to take off the shoes, so you take off the right shoe first.
It's a mitzvah not to be wearing them. It's not a mitzvah. Not to take them off.
Yeah.
Is that a mitzvah to put on shoes on Erev Yom Kippur? A shame taking them off?
No.
So then,
but if you're wearing shoes, then v'nisim esnaf shezech, it's a mitzvah. So they say Erev Tisha B'Av not. Erev Tisha B'Av, that's not a mitzvah. Just an isa. You shouldn't wear shoes on Tisha B'Av, but Erev Yom Kippur, that's a mitzvah to take off the shoe, so you should take off the right shoe first. Okay. Yeah. Also, Leilach becomes Kufa. That's a Gemara. Not about to walk becomes a Kufa. As if there's no, the Shechina is not. You should have respect for the Shechina. Also, Leilach Wiz and Mishnah Berurah has a comment on this. Becomes Kufa. What does he have in Tess? Shadurchik Ragli Hashchina Kiva Yocha. Okay, Kosva Achrenim. Also, I feel the Pachas Mindal Rams. Person, I feel the Oymid Bimkom, Vein Hoylach Klau. Person shouldn't stand to come to school, but he shouldn't be hunchback either. He should. Well, yeah, she used to walk all the time, very tall. He used to walk. Come to school for means with your head up like this. His head wasn't up, but his back was up. He was not a hunchback. Also, lelech become a school for. Vayelech arba amos gigiloi harosh. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? That's amiras chasidah. Hafila pochas min dal ramos. Hafila beis. I feel the ace Hashena Balailo. Should wear a yarmulke when you sleep at night. No. Who's speaking? I feel the ace Hashena Yutes. Shalom. Okay. Shalom has all the midas chasidus. Yesh mitzadim la. I feel the arba amis. And also medina rak lahat snuin and masen. Yeah. I cry kosa vataz lekam on the bisman. And also isagam medina. You're not allowed to give the rosh because chuk hasakum. Moshe says, but don't pass me like that Taz. So why is the Mishnah Berurah calling? The Taz says that today to go be Gilei Rosh is a Nisa Chukasak. Moshe said it's not so. He said it's only a minik. He says if a person has a job and if he's going to come to work, he's going to wear a yam kind of job, they won't, they'll drop him. He won't get as much business. So he says it's only a minik. So if you're going to lose part of your panasi, you're not mechuyif to suffer. You should wear a hat to work, and then when you come to work, take off the hat, and you go to Gilei Rosh. Then when you go home, you put back on your hat. What was the idea of not going to Gilei Rosh? When they covered Ashchina, that's a Gemara. Gemara Shabbos tells the story. A woman had a wild kid, and she didn't know what to do. So she asked the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim said she should put a yarmulke on the child. This will instill Yerushamayim in him. And then he always wore the yarmulke, so he behaved. And then one day, he was playing, and the wind was blowing, and the wind blew the yarmulke off his head. So right away he went wild, and he stole some fruits from the tree, from someone else's tree. So that's why we wear a yarmulke. Somehow we assume it'll instill Yerushalayim in us. But the yibduk nekova, a person before a daven should see if he has to go to the bathroom. Shouldn't have to go in the middle of the davening. What does he say? V'yechase kol gufo v'lo yelach yochev. He should be dressed. Shouldn't go barefoot. Yeah, the Yagalatzma, the Fondest Boy Kabab, Shahuz, Rizus, and the Kis. Should have a regularity to go to the bathroom in the morning and the evening. As many times he has to go. Okay. Yeah, what's this? Hanogas Beisakisa, Shankonis Beisakisa, Yom Hiskabdim, Chubodim. We assume Kim Aloch, Isawaloch, Ishmocha, Becholder, Achecha. Kabbish Boch sends angels to protect us. And when you go into the bathroom, so we ask the angels, please wait for me outside. Don't leave. Wait for me outside. The Rishonim say the Bizman is there. We don't say that because we're not so convinced that we still have these angels. The days of the Gemara, the days of the Tanaim, that was the practice. They assumed that they had Maloch, so they would say, they would speak to the angels to wait for me. But today we don't say. We shouldn't uncover unnecessarily parts of the body. Lo yelchush ne'an noshem biyachad. Each one should have privacy. Gam lo yedaber shom. Should not talk in the Beis HaKisei. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Dalet v'imhu l'tzorach. Godol ef shedemuta l'daber kol zman she'eino nifne adayin. Avu v'esh ha'nifne. While he's being nifne. Avu l'tzor godol osur v'imhiyev shel v'izgar ha'delas v'ish acher. Someone wants to come into the bathroom and the door is not locked. So instead of saying, please wait, I'll be out in a minute, they should make a moaning, groaning sound so the guy outside will know. But it's best not to talk. It's based on Gemara. However, women, women are going to a public bathroom. The women should dafkis talk while they're in the bathroom, so that men should not walk in while they're there. He said that's a Gemara Sanhedrin daf yetes. Mashmak tasham de nechnasas gam kain b'shtayim bebeis hakis. You have two women going together, even though by men we recommend a man should not go, two men should not go at the same time, but two women may go because they talk. They talk to each other. That's what they want. Talk to each other, so the men will know not to come in. Yeah, what does it say? Siv Gimel and Rotzel and Mashmesh b'fiyat tabas b'tzor b'kisim dach nekovav yemashmesh kodim sheyeshev lei mashmesh acha sheyesh menei shekosha l'kshofim. Okay. I don't know. Mishnah Berurah doesn't have any comment on this, does he? He didn't know either what it was. What's kosha l'kshofim? Any yochel ifan is yelich dal aram is yeshu yam. Okay. You have to take care of your health. Yeah. What's Dalit? Lo yigala atzmakim le'achra of tefach and le'fon of tvachayim v'yisha le'achra of tefach and le'fon avolaklum. Should only expose that part of the body that's absolutely necessary. A person shouldn't expose more than is necessary. Yeah, they didn't have toilets. They used to be on the field. Yeah. Em niftam b'makam megula she'em bo mechitzes yechavein. If there's no bathroom with walls, so what should he do? So Yechaven Shayu Panav Lidarom Yachurov Litzafon O Ipcha Avol Be Mizoch Lamayl Asur. He shouldn't be Be Mizoch Lamayl because he's gonna the Beis Hamikdash is where did Rabbi Yosef Karo live that he writes this? Where the Gemara? In the days of the Gemara, what direction are they facing? Yeah, what is Mishnah Berurah right in the Yud? Shum d'shchina shor b'mayra, afilu emachs upon him with the mayra v'asa, mizuch shehu, neged mayra v'yesh, lo gam ken kedusha. You shouldn't face mizuch ha-mayra, you should face tzof and ador. That's if there are no walls, if the toilet has no walls to it. Because the Shechina is b'mayrav. Okay. What does that mean? Shechina is b'mayrav. It's a question. It's a Gemara Baba Basra. Shechina b'mayrav. Soloveitchik suggested that the West is where all the culture comes from. The East means Russia, the old communism. East means Orient, the old, but Kishuv and everything. And the West is progress. The Shechina b'mayrav, the Shechina is there where the progress is. Shechina helps the people progress in the world. You had a suggestion like that. Okay. What's a l'hatan mayim b'chol d'inyan shor? That's if he's going to be nifna in the kovim g'dolim. But just l'hatan mayim, you can even do mizuch l'mayrav. V'chein osa l'isham be mizuch l'mayrav and mishta imoy. If you're a married couple, they're having tashmish, so they shouldn't have the beds between mizuch and Ma'ariv, and Ochan Nizar, I feel like a Shein Ishta Ima. This is, the bedroom does have walls. The bedroom does have walls, but still you should try to be Ma'akbid. That the bed should not be Ben Mizuch Ma'ariv, there should rather be Ben Sof on the door. Which direction? So Mishnah Berurah has something, Yud Aleph. Rakin Ham Shehe Rosh HaShalamito Lit Sofain Omagul Osecho Lid Darom. Who's speaking? Yud Zayin. Who says this? Yud Zayin. Again, Lechem Chamudas. Lechem Chamudas is the Tosfos Yontov. It has comments on the bottom of the page of the Rosh. Chuvas Menachem Azariah Pasak Moshe Kosel Azar Pashma Mishi Rosh Magalash Shalmito Ze LeMizuch LeMayra. Opposite from the Gemara, it's Astira. They quote that the Vilna Gaon said there's only one steer between the Gemara and the Zohar. That's about walking toch dalan amos behind the person who's davening Shmona Esrei. So that's the only steer. So they have a whole list of in the Sefer where they have different Svarim that they wrote about the Vilna Gaon after he passed away. So they quote that. So there's a long footnote there in the Sefer. They quote 20 Achrayim to say there's a steer. On different things, there's steers between the Gemara and the Zohar. So the Vilna Gaon apparently thought that all of those are not steers. But this, so then our Chaim and asked them, what about this? This is an upright stira. The Gemara says the beds married people. The bed should not be Mizrach Mayrav. The bed should married people. Should be Tzof and Doran. And the Zohar says just the opposite. So the Vilna Gaon gave him an explanation that it's not a stira. But when he walked out from the Gro, he forgot what the explanation was. But the Gro insisted that it's not a stira. So he says there, Amamifanu. Amamifanu is a city in Italy. So Amamifanu was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He was the one who printed the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, and he sent it to the Ramah who lived in Fano, a city in Italy, because there were no printing presses in Eretz Yisrael at that time, but there was a Hebrew printing press in Italy, so he was the one who printed. So he has a lot of Kabbalah. So he has Chuvis, and he says you should follow the Zohar, which is the opposite from the Vishkam Shem Shegosh Namar. Chinkos Bar Tzachayim, Shem Kamachrein, really. Bar Tzachayim is by the Malbim. Malbim was one of the big poskim of his generation. So the Bar Tzachayim says, also like the Zohar, against the Gemara. Mikol Makom Tov Yosan Chathchila, Lina Kav Shulchan Oke, B'tshuvah is Binyan Shel Simcha, Kosa B'Shem Hagro, Binyan Shel Simcha is by a nephew of Tshuvah, by a nephew of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. So he quotes in the name of the Grosha Omar, Shegam Kavanas Azor Hum Kagamar V'lo Kepirish the Ramami found it right. The Vilna Gaon thought that the Zohar didn't disagree with the Gemara. He thought that the Zohar says the same as the Gemara. Okay. They tell the story about the Malbim, that he wrote the Artzis HaChaim on Shulchan Aruch till, I think, till the end of Hilchas Tfilin, maybe. Mishnah Berurah quotes him pretty well. Till the end of Hilchas Tzitzis. I don't know. Maybe till the end of Tfilin. So he went to Presburg to get a Haskama from the Chassam Sofer. So he was there for Shabbos. And he spoke in learning a lot. I think he gave Mahaskama. And then on, and they didn't have any lights. They didn't have electric lights. So they had candles. So when he came back to shul for Ma'ariv on Matzoy Shabbos, it was dark in the shul. They had no candles lit. So that by mistake, he was sitting the whole Shabbos next to the Chassam Sofer, on the same bench next to the Chassam Sofer. So by mistake, on Matzoy Shabbos, he sat down in the Chassam Sofer seat. So the people said to him, young man, you're sitting in the rabbi's seat. So he was thinking and learning. He wasn't paying attention. And then they kept on saying, you're sitting in the rabbi's seat, you should get up. So when he sort of got out of his trance, he was thinking and learning. So the Chassam Sofer said something, let him stay there. It's okay, let him stay there. So when he got up from his trance, he moved over, he felt as if that was a curse. Let him stay there, that he should stay on that level of learning and he won't advance. So from that time on, he stopped writing halacha, and he only wrote on Tanakh. That's how the story goes. Rav Soloveitchik told over this. Daniel Kamenetsky also told over this story. Must have read it in the storybooks. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell a lot of stories in Shia. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we should follow the Gro, because in the Tshuvah's Binyan Shel Simcha, he was a nephew of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner said that the Gro said it's not a stira, and he said the Zohar does not mean to disagree with the Gemara. And the others assumed that it was a stira, so why did they follow the Zohar? Why shouldn't they follow the Gemara? I don't know.
Maybe should we be careful about this?
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, I had two out of the three dorm rooms in this campus.
And
the beds facing
Mizrach Mayrav. No, this is only for married people. Probably means if he's married, no? Ayin Be'artzis Achayim De'Bezein L'Hach Merak B'Shochev Orum K'shein K'loim Soviv Amita. Yeah, we don't have that. And Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah did away with that. Be'artzis Achayim, that's the Malbim. So it's really only a married people. Yeah. But married people should try to see to it that the bed should be Tzof and Doran, shouldn't be Mizrach Mayrav. What is he saying? Siv Zayin, Amata Mayim and Atzof Vilifnin, Pirish Makim Shram Liris, Misham Har Abayis, Shom Beholo, and Yehom Liris, Yeshiv upon of Klapi HaKodesh. Again, Amata Mayim and Atzof Vilifnin, Olo Yeshiv, Lo Yeshiv upon of Klapi HaKodesh. he shouldn't stand with his erva exposed klafi the base amigdash. Erva litzof and aladon. Should face a different direction. Shouldn't face if he's minatzof and belifni. Okay, unless there's a wall. Unless there are walls. Lo yesh. Okay. Got to be careful. I remember we had a friend who had an apartment in the Yir Atika. So they would sometimes sit and play cards. A woman would sit and play solitaire, whatever you play cards. And then she would look out the window and see the Kozla Marav. She would get so scared, she would put away the cards. She would stop playing. Yeah. Good? That's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, stop here. Very good. Up the Cypress.